It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest on the line, Derek Druschel, the owner of Joey's Pet Outfitters. Welcome back to the show, Derek.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Derek, we've been talking today with mushers and about the Copper Dog 150 sled race that's going on right now in the Upper Peninsula. And it's interesting because when I've been in your store, a lot of people come to you for advice on nutrition. And I've heard you frequently talking with people about the opposite problem that these dogs have. Usually they've got overweight dogs who spend a lot of time on a couch and don't get a lot of exercise, and you're trying to figure out ways to thin down the amount of calories that they get. But these mushers, these dogs, I understand, need something like 10,000 calories or something crazy like that. How do they go about getting the right nutrition, the right energy to be able to run these races?
Yeah, you know, admittedly, we don't have a lot of mushers come in, you know, and say, you know, hey, I want to pick up a bag of food for my dogs and, you know, I'm ready for competition in a day or two. But actually, yes, the mushers, you know, they have the problem of their dog, it probably needs more calories. And, you know, the average folks that come in probably have a dog a little overweight and they think, you know, the dog needs less calories. We've looked at it more from the perspective, though. I think that the problem that both of them can have is not so much one needs more and one needs less, it's that they get the wrong calories. From the large, the majority of the pet food industry is giving pets and in this case dogs too much starches, sugars, simple carbohydrates. The most available thing to burn and the best source of energy is going to be fat. And the best fat that we can give a dog, or you know, when we deal with cats, I mean, they're even more carnivorous, is going to be animal proteins, or excuse me, you know, the fats from animal sources. Mm-hmm. And then also the proteins are going to be best sourced from animals as well, from meat. So, and we think that also helps keep overweight dogs leaner too. I think both of them have the same issue. Now, granted, the overweight dog should be eating less than the mushers dog, you know, than the sled dog, mm-hmm. but both of them should be eating more meat, better quality fat sources, less starches, less sugars, and then that way they either are staying lean or they are keeping quality weight on and getting quality energy so that they can keep working hard. Same principle, really.
Yeah, it certainly makes some sense. You know, these dogs are certainly mainly carnivorous, so it would make no sense to be throwing them out into a cornfield and fending for themselves.
And that's essentially what we do. I mean, most foods are really this really heavily processed dry cereal, where the nutrition has really been altered, either that or killed. You know, whereas most of the things that they would encounter in the wild that might even be a little bit spoiled, might even be a little bit rancid, they're built to eat those things. They're built to eat raw meat. The digest of the animal, that's where a lot of the things that we typically consume would come, you know, some of the more omnivorous instincts come from that. A lot of the, you know, fruit and vegetables and types of things that a dog is going to eat is going to come from the digest of the animal. But the more things that they can get with whole food sources, instead of these dry-over processed foods, the problem with these is they have to supplement them so much with vitamins and minerals, and the term they use is fortified. And I mean, I don't think it's fortified. I think it's just trying to get it, you know, to be just to pass a bare minimum test of mm-hmm. of suitability. And certainly that's not what's going to get a sled dog going. Sled dog needs the best.
Sure.
Because it's going to be performing at its best. So.
So when you look at the back of the labels, you know, is there a certain, you know, even I would imagine for dog sledding, I know that some dry foods are used in that situation. I certainly for the home dog user, dry foods are still going to be kind of a necessary repertoire. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's certainly, by just reading the label and knowing a little bit more about those dry foods, there's some specific ways that you can kind of find that better quality food, and they don't necessarily cater to that old traditional cereal diet.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's the kind of foods we try to get into the store. There's a lot of games that you can play, a lot of sleight of hand that you can play with the ingredient labels, though. So you have to be a little bit careful. And certainly we can help, you know, customers with that here. You know, the thing is that the regulators force companies to use the same terminology. For instance, the regulators call the big term you see on stuff all the time, natural flavors. Well, there's a pretty long list of things that are considered natural flavors. A lot of them aren't too savory, and we really wouldn't consider natural. But if, say, you're using the junk stuff, you have to say natural flavors. If you're somebody who's, say, using chicken broth, which is, that truly is like a natural chicken flavor, right? Well, you're forced to say natural flavors as well. So you're not able to separate yourself on that label the way you should as a maker of a more quality product than someone who is making a lesser quality product. And they can play that kind of sleight of hand with a number of ingredients. But another thing to look for, I mean, we also have options. You don't just have to get the dry stuff. Certainly the dry stuff you can get with more meat, with better quality, higher fat contents, of quality fats, higher protein contents, but again, not just eat puppy brands out there that have 30% protein, where 30% of the bag is crude protein. Well, how much of that is digestible? How much of that is available? The first ingredient in that product is corn. I didn't want to mention the name of the product, and there's no meat in there. Well, how is it, you know, 30% protein, to most folks, they go, oh, well, that means it's probably got a lot of meat in there, when it has none at all. So I have foods with 26% protein that have far more meat than that 30% protein product. But you can also get stuff that's dehydrated, freeze-dried, really simple to put down, put some warm water in it, stir it up, rehydrate it, and far less nutrition alteration or destruction in those foods for people that want to get closer and closer to kind of that natural state, fresh whole foods that haven't been altered by extrusion. The way they make these kibbles is a real high heat, high pressure process, and so that really changes there's stories of dogs that are allergic to chicken when they eat a product of a dry food with chicken in it, but then you feed them raw chicken and they're just fine, because what's going on in extrusion is altering the amino acid break, the complex and stuff, and making the proteins in that chicken
different
to the dog system. They're meant to break the raw stuff down and not the cook.
Excellent.
Interesting. Derek, I'm afraid we've run out of time again, but I want to thank you for bringing that perspective, because again, the nutrition these animals get is an important part of their performance. So we really appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, no, I appreciate the time too, guys. Thanks.
Hey, it was our pleasure.
Love hearing what you're doing.
We've been talking this morning with Derek Druschel, the owner of Joey's Pet Outfitters on Grand River in Williamston. And Rick, once again, we've had a terrific show. It's so interesting to think of these dog athletes, and most people really are just never exposed to them.
No, it's a whole new horizon for any of us, because we're just isolated from that. We're not thinking about going out and mushing our dogs, but more and more I've noticed that it's the big thing, even just if you have a casual dog ownership, to get them out and run them, work them, that type of thing. So it's not as foreign now as it used to be.
Right. Well, on behalf of our producers, Holly Rotter and Mark Price, this is Lee Cohen saying on behalf of my co-host, Rick Pruse, have a great week, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we will see you again next weekend. And please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend.
I was looking at all the